officer is the lawyer of record for approximately 25 detainees who were abducted from San Francisco and from San Jose. And let me just give you generally an update of what happened. Last Monday, a number of individuals reported, according to law, to the San Francisco office and to the San Jose office of the INS. At that time, they were photographed and fingerprinted, and then, in a number of cases, they were asked to wait and then escorted down to the basement of these individual facilities. You know, a lot of these actions do happen in basements, whether it's in South America or, yes, even here in the United States. After that, for those that were detained on Monday, they were shackled and transported to Oakland for the night, and then brought back to the facilities from which they were picked up. After that, they were taken back to Oakland for Tuesday night and kept there overnight. On Wednesday, they were taken to Oakland Airport and placed on a U.S. Marshal flight, which we will call Con Air. But in this Con Air, it wasn't Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and the CEO of Enron that were on board. It was our brothers and sisters, our sons and daughters, our mothers and fathers. Well, only our brothers and fathers, I should say. Because after all, women are being excluded from this horrific nightmare. But they were placed on this flight, and they were flown to Arizona. And in Arizona, they spent the evening in Arizona. The next night, according to some reports, because they're on a plane, they're disoriented, they don't really know where they are. But we think that they were taken on a flight to Kentucky, and then to Illinois, and then to Colorado, then back to Arizona, and then to Bakersfield, and then finally to San Diego. Essentially, they were on the plane for about 24 hours, and this lasted until about Thursday for those that were detained.
They were picking up more people in these different places.
They're dropping off and picking up different people at these places. Not all of them were Iranian or Arab. There were some Mexicans on board as well. But primarily what we're talking about here are those people who were detained as a matter of the special registration process. So they were, then they landed in San Diego. In San Diego, they were taken to a temporary facility where I am told by the detainees that we interviewed, they were herded into an 8-by-10-foot room, 17 people to the room, a single toilet. Each of them were issued 2 pieces of toilet paper, and if you ran out of toilet paper, you had to borrow from your neighbor. And they were kept in that room for about 24 hours. They didn't have any beds. They basically, if they were able to sleep at all, they slept on the concrete floor. During this time as well, up until Saturday, but at least we're at Thursday now, they're still wearing their street clothes, no showers, no toothbrushing. They were given a few sandwiches along the way, mainly cold cuts of ham. So for those who were observant Muslims, that's sort of out of the loop as to what they could eat. So they're kept in this temporary processing facility in San Diego for about 24 hours, and then on Friday or thereabouts, they're moved to another facility where similar conditions prevail. They're kept in a room, they're processed, medically examined, and issued prison guard, but once again, kept there for 24 hours. They weren't allowed to sleep, really. Basically, every hour on the hour, guards would come and wake them up. So they're also, by this point, very sleep-deprived. And that's something they mentioned over and over again, that they were sleep-deprived, and that they were not allowed to sleep. In this 24-hour period at the spinal processing center as well. There were no beds. They were sleeping either back-to-back or on a concrete floor if they could once again sleep at all.